Hello, everyone.
Hi guys.
And welcome back to the Crayon Itsy Way.
So today we have Noemi here too. Noemi, say hi.
Hey guys.
We waited all day for her just to be off of work so we can have her on today's show because she was very needed today from the last one.
Yes. So thank you for coming, for sure.
All right, guys. So today me and Cray had decided that we're going to go ahead and start off the show with like a fun fact of the day, or should we say fun fact of the night, because this is being recorded at nighttime.
Yeah, it's definitely night.
Right? So fun fact, okay, I'm not sure if you know this, Cray, okay, but I didn't know this. So, and Noemi. Mm-hmm. So
okay, so we're going into this. I have no idea what she's going to say, you guys. So
yes,
I'm right there with you. What are you going to say? I'm kind of scared. You scare me.
It's not going to be inappropriate, I promise.
Okay.
All right. Did you know that dolphins sleep with one eye open?
I did not. Why? Just
are you being
one,
serious? Because you're pretty smart, though. So I'm pretty. Are you sure you didn't know that?
Is it that way the sharks can't get them?
That's a good question. I actually have why. So it says here that dolphins are known to be one of the smartest animals on the planet, possibly because they can conserve their brain power because they must be constantly on the lookout for predators. So, yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing is, like, people sleep with their eyes open, but just because, like, their eyes are open doesn't mean, like, they're there. You know what I mean?
Well, it says here, it says researchers have tested whether this is half asleep. They basically said, like, they're, like, half asleep but half awake because, like, they're pretty alert throughout this time. So they're, like, yeah. Because I think when we're sleeping with our eyes open, we're not alert of anything, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess dolphins are, like, when they sleep with their one eye open, they're alert all the time, you know, just in case, like, somebody wants to have them for dinner or something.
Well, that's smart of them because, you know, if I could sleep with one eye open, I would and be alert, you know?
Yeah, dude, that's kind of scary, though. Like, imagine, like, I feel like that would be kind of like sleep paralysis or something in a way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of scary, but dolphins are smart.
I know,
they're
right?
They're cute.
Well, but it says here they're the smartest animals on the planet. So, and they're also the cutest. I think, at least. What do you think, Noemi? Did you know that about dolphins?
I didn't. No. I think it would be like, I would not want to sleep with one eye open. I'm already too anxious enough as it is as a person. Like, I
okay,
want to
but
sleep.
Same.
Can you imagine you'll be sleeping and you just see something like cracking your door open? Like,
oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I'd rather sleep. If I die, I'd
die in my sleep. Right? All right. So, okay. So, we're going to go ahead and move on now. So, like, that was a fun story or fun fact of the day. Hopefully, we'll be able to do these more. That's how to start off the podcast. So, we're going to go ahead and start off with our medical experiences, our craziest medical stories. But quickly, just a quick disclaimer. We're not going to get too much into detail just because of the HIPAA violation. We don't want to break that. So we're just
So HIPAA, you know, protects a patient's health information. So we're not going to violate any of that.
Exactly. And that's not what we want to do. So we're just going to try to keep you guys in and kind of have an idea of what happened. But no, we're not going to get too into detail. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with my story. And Cray doesn't even know this either. So and Noemi probably does. I mean, she knows everything about me. Okay. So for many of you who don't know, I have been in the medical field since I was 16. I'm 22 now. So I was in the medical field since I was 16. And at the age of 17, I took an EMT course and I was a ride along because I worked for the ambulance. And one of my very first calls there as an EMT, and keep in mind, like, I was in the medical field since I was 16, but I never, like, been on a crazy call, like, as an EMT, worked with the paramedics or anything like that. So, on my first call, it was, like, super late at night, and I'm still in high school, but, like, this was on a weekend, and I we were called out like at, I want to say like 4 o'clock in the morning over to a possible overdose. So we were called out to there, and it was pretty kind of crazy because, like, one, I have never seen a dead person, and two, I didn't know what to expect, you know, like, I don't know, I was kind of scared. So we got there, and yeah, sure enough, the person had overdosed. Sadly, this person had passed away, and we were able to intubate the patient, but before that, before we were even able to intubate this person, there was a letter basically with, what is it called, like, when you have, like, what is that thing called, like, why is it going through my head, it's like on my tongue, when you can't resuscitate a patient, what is that called, Craig?
Do not resist.
Like a DNR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a DNR. She had that. This patient had that. So.
Oh, dang, really?
Yeah.
Like on her?
Like on her. Like, so she was not responsive on the bed. And when we were trying to, like, start, like, getting her, like, ready so we can, like, intubate her and stuff like that, I had turned and I saw a DNR on the desk. And I was like, oh God, like, I was like, guys, like, what is this? And then they're like, oh my God, did you just find this? And they're like, yeah. And then the paramedic guy, who's like basically the main macho of, like, who runs the crew, and he was like, everybody stop what you're doing. And, you know, of course, a DNR, do not resuscitate, you can't touch them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like trying to figure out what the hell do we do. Like, they kind of like, they wrote a whole letter about why they did this. Like, they basically were trying to commit suicide. So they left their DNR there saying, like, don't resuscitate. And we were like, okay, well, technically, I don't know if this is, like, still true or what, but from what I remember, in the state of Nevada, when a patient is harmful to themselves or anyone else, you can't trust their judgment. You still have to go off of, like, what you think, basically. Like, you can't do that. You know, like, if somebody can't make choices for themselves, then you go off of what you say, basically. It's, like, basically holding their rights, I guess I should say, in a way. So we were kind of in a situation where we're like, okay, do we break this work where it has like a whole like signature and everything where it says do not resuscitate, or do we break this rule where it says if they're committing suicide, you have to still help them, basically.
Right.
You know? So we were like in like a really bad situation because we're like, okay, if we do this, then we're gonna get in trouble for doing this. If we do this, then we're gonna get in trouble for doing that. So we had to call the hospital and we were like, what the hell do we do? Keep in mind, this person is still not responsive on the freaking bed, you know? And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? Like, I'm just a basic EMT. I'm just don't know what to do. And they're trying to figure out. And the hospital's like, resuscitate, disregard that DNR. We can figure that part out. Like, get her going and let's bring her back. Let's bring her into the hospital. So that's the first thing that we did. As a basic, you can't do any injections, you can't do anything like that. You basically can just do vitals and just basically like write down everything that's happening with this patient as the paramedic and the advanced EMT is doing everything. So they were starting to intubate her, they were giving her Narcan and all these other things to get her like going, you know. And as of that, like, pretty much they life-lighted her over to the hospital. And after that, after that happens, you don't know what happens, like, to that patient. Like, that was history.
Yeah.
But you have people who don't know about medical, like, I mean, that patient was not responsive, like, at all for, like, a good 15 minutes. So, it's like, she had no oxygen or anything like that for good time. And so, we don't know how long she had been non-responsive. And we know that we were there for at least 15 minutes trying to, like, figure out what we should do. Like, still trying to, like, not lose her, and for 15 minutes. So that just basically rolls out the fact that this patient could possibly be brain dead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you drop them off and once they go on their way, like, you don't know what happened. So, like, to this day, I still don't know what happened to her.
I know, that's so crazy, huh? Like, you always like just wish to know.
Yeah, like, that's the sucky part about like being like an EMT, is like you just basically go and you do what you do and then you don't hear anything back. Sometimes like hospitals are cool about like letting you know, like, hey, you brought this patient in like so and so long ago, you know, and this is what happened to her, but we never heard back. So
does that happen less with the ambulance though? Because I feel like since we work at a clinic, we're able to be like, oh, we like the provider knows the other like doctors at the hospital, so he's like, oh, well, I'll call him and see what happens.
Yeah, sometimes that it's easier, but like I was only an EMT when this had happened, you know, so like I didn't hear anything. Now things are different, but because we work in a clinic setting, you know, and the providers communicate a lot more, but we don't work with providers when you're on the ambulance at all. Like there's no provider.
Yeah, you guys are just there to like
figure
out what you can at that moment and get them to where they need to be.
Yeah, exactly. So like we don't have any, like that's why I say like basically the paramedic is like the provider on the ambulance. Like he runs the show, like he does pushes all the meds, he does all of the crazy stuff. So but yeah. So that's that story. That was the craziest thing that's ever happened to me, especially like my second day of being a basic EMT.
Yeah, and no, how old were you? Crazy.
I was only 17.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
Well, you made it through it. I mean, that's sad, but like it was an experience, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, it was something I learned and like it definitely made things a lot easier, like for me and for the rest of the calls I went on, like from there on and on, you know, like that night was just a disaster. I think it was a full moon. So
probably that happens.
Nonstop, dude. It was nonstop, back to back, but. But being from the small town that we're from, like, there's a bunch of drunks that just fall down the stairs and break their heads, you know, open.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's a lot to deal with a lot there. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that story. Anyways, Kay, you want to go ahead and tell your story? I'm actually interested because you kind of gave me a quick little, like a little quick sneak peek of it. But I was like, okay, now I want to know.
And I don't know anything about this one.
Yeah. So this is, like, probably something I'll never ever forget. Like I have like vivid memory of it still, you know, when like those things happen.
That's sad.
So I was working in the clinic one day and I was in a room and I remember hearing like a bunch of like commotion going on and I was like, what is that? And you know when you just have like a feeling to like go check, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one time with you and Dave.
Oh, yeah, like that.
That's exactly like that. What happened to me. I was like, it's way too damn quiet out there. Like, I need to go see what happened.
Yeah, and that's so, well, it was a little opposite because it was like I couldn't hear what anyone was saying, but I just heard, like, a lot of commotion. And for some reason, I was like, let me just, like, go check. And so I walk out of the room and I see the receptionist, like, freaking out, and so like I'm worried about her and I'm like, what is going on? And I turn the corner and there's this person with just like blood dripping down their face, and I was like, oh man, like this person must have, you know, hurt their head or something pretty bad because they were bleeding a lot. But then sometimes you don't know because like in the head and stuff it bleeds. Yeah. And so I'm bringing this person back, trying to get them, like, settled in a room, sitting in a chair, and I realize that this person's skull is, like, open. Like, it's, like, there's, like, a flap open on the top of this person's head. And then I was, like, oh, man. So I walk out of the room and I go knock on the door to grab the provider because this is kind of crazy. Like this person's skull is open, you know what I mean?
Right.
He should not be in our clinic, they should be in the ER. And so the provider comes and he's talking with this person and the person is refusing to go to the ER.
The fact that this person is even, like, conscious right now and is having a full-on conversation with you guys is kind of, like,
it's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, it was super crazy because the person was, like, fine. They were just, like, whatever. Just get me fixed and that's it, you know?
Right.
Like, that's all there was to it. That's all this person thought it was going to be. And so, obviously, with, like, something this extreme, we hand this person in AMA, which is against medical advice because we stated that they should be in the emergency room. So what had happened is this person got in a car accident and literally refused to go to the ER. So came into our clinic and wanted us to fix it all up, but it was like insane because it was like a whole flap off the skull. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
Their whole head was open. And so it was crazy. Like, I got to see inside this person's head. Like, we were trying to clean it up. And I just remember, like, starting an IV. I had to do all these crazy things. And I was still pretty new. Like, this was almost, like, 3 years ago. So I was, like, new. And I was, like, unsure of what, like, how this was okay for this person to be in our clinic. But, you know, when people, you know, don't listen to the provider, you just have to have them sign the AMA and go on. So yeah, it was super crazy. And later on, a friend came to help this person and get things like strained out, but it was just super crazy. And there was well over like 30 staples in this person's head.
Oh my gosh.
And I swear, like, the audience, like, I don't think you guys understand, like, how many times we literally see, we don't see things like this all the time, but like how many times, like, people just refuse to go to the ER.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, literally refuse.
Like, we're in urgent care, you know, so like we love taking care of people. Like, this is like what we do for a living, and it's super awesome. But sometimes there's just things that need to be sent to the ER because there's so many things that they have there that we don't have.
Exactly.
Wow, that is that's crazy. And I think I have a feeling which provider was it, because this provider is just ballsy.
No, actually, it would surprise you. It really would.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Since... Why do I feel like it was, like, one that, like, I feel like I have an idea of who it is now.
You'll know. But yeah, so this provider had no choice besides to help this person because they weren't going to leave. So we did what we could. You know, we did x-rays too because we wanted to make sure he didn't have like a skull fracture and any of that. And it was all fine. So the person ended up being fine, but it was like a crazy, crazy experience. So it was fun though.
That is insane. Like, that is something crazy. Crazy to have to deal with in an urgent care, especially with only one provider and two MAs. Like, I'm hoping.
No, it was just me.
Of course,
you were there
by yourself. Of course, I was like,
yeah.
Please don't tell me you were there by yourself. Of course,
yeah,
you were there.
It
by
was
yourself.
Just me. So, just me and the provider and the receptionist, but the receptionist didn't know what to do, you know, which it's totally fine. So, we just, we got it done though. It was crazy. And everyone else just had to wait.
Did this guy have to come back in a couple weeks to get those staples out?
Oh, well, no. We had this person come in every day because we wanted to check, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. Every single day. I think this person came, like, every day for 2 weeks just to check everything, even after the staples came out. Still continued to come because it was such a, like, crazy procedure to be done. So.
That makes sense, though. Like, that makes sense. Like, you guys did all the right things. You guys had them sign the form, and you guys had them come in. And I'm sure the provider was, like, giving them antibiotics and stuff like that, you know, to prevent anything.
Yeah. It was crazy, though. Like, oh, my gosh. It was.
I can't imagine.
It was cool. As bad as it sounds, it was really cool, though. Especially, I think it helped because this person was just fine, like, could care less, like, just wanted, like, acted like it was a little cut or something.
Oh my God. And, like, the head does bleed a lot. Like, you might think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the head, like, some person can have, like, a laceration that's not too bad and might need only 3 staples, but, like, it literally looks like a blood bath when they get their head open, cut open, so. That makes sense. Like, I knew it was that provider.
Yeah.
Yep. Of course.
So, yeah, it was bleeding so bad. We just kept, like, I think we went through, like, you know those things of 4x4?
Yeah.
We went through, like, 8 of those.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
Yeah,
And
but it was
like
the only
absorb
choice.
like a lot.
Yeah, so it was crazy, but I mean, we have so many fun stories from the clinic and things like that, you know?
I just never understood, like, if it's your life or the hospital, why wouldn't you choose your life? Like,
right,
nah,
I know,
fine.
That's
I'm
what I think all the time.
To be completely honest, that's probably because that's how they feel, like, about our hospital. It's like, it's either my life or go here, and my life is more important, you know?
Yeah.
They might think that their life will, like, they're better off being in an urgent care than going to the hospital here, which is how a lot of patients make it seem out to
mm-hmm.
be.
That is true. That for sure is true. And I can see that because I didn't want to go to the ER either. But then I had a really good experience. So
it might just be like, it might be like you might hit or miss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be one of the ones that miss.
Yeah.
You have your freaking skull open, you know? So
it was
yeah.
so crazy.
And I don't know if many of you know, but Noemi is like literally not a medical person at all.
No.
She's like, she's going to school to be a social worker. So and she's just an MA just to be an MA, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I don't even think you have a crazy story to tell about being an MA.
Not as crazy as your guys is for sure. The only thing I can think of that I like, it's stuck in my head, is that is one of the first, I think it was like the first month I was working there, I was really new or pretty new, and it was the first time I had a guy pass out on me.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, is that the one where she was like yelling for you?
Yeah, dude, that was so funny. No, I mean, you have to tell the story, but do not like do any like no birth dates or nothing like that, you know?
Okay,
but, like, you have to explain the story. It was so funny, guys.
It is, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. And it's so funny because I experienced this with her, so I can give you guys my backstory of this.
Yeah. So what happened is we had a patient come in. It was this. I thought he was a pretty big guy. He came in and he had the flu. You know, he wasn't feeling good. But yeah, he wasn't feeling good. And anyways, I had to give him some medication. And so I gave him the medication. All of a sudden, I see him just tilt over a little bit. And I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, okay, are you okay? I ask him, are you doing okay? I get no response. And he just keeps falling over to the side while I have a needle in him. And I'm like, oh my God. So I acted fast. I kept the needle. I tried to catch it. This guy was bigger than me. And so I caught him as best I could. He kind of just slid down as I like kind of held him. And I screamed out. I was like, it's out!
Like, guys, you don't even know how freaking funny this was. Okay, I don't even know which MA was there with me. Were you there, Cray, when this happened?
No, I wasn't. I just heard from you guys, but it's like hilarious to me. So I don't know who else. I thought it was just you two, wasn't it?
No, there was another.
I looked at somebody. I remember I was like talking to this person. Oh, I think it was Lex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Lex. Yeah. So there was another MA there with me. And so what had happened, she, like, Noemi has her whole side, but like me and this other MA were talking to each other. And next thing you know, you just hear like a bunch of clutter, like, poof, like just hits. Like, I'm like, and we looked at each other and we're like, what the? Like, what just happened? And I stayed there for a minute, like, okay, is she okay? And she's still new, so I'm trying to, like, give her, like, the benefit of the doubt, like, she's fine, you know? So then, but next thing you know, you hear this, like, it's out! And I was, like, yelling for me. I'm, like, and I, like, throw everything, and I move everything, and I'm, like, running, butt-ass naked, on the ground, holding this man. Like, I'm just, like, oh, my God! And I'm like, call the provider, go get me juice, go get me ice. Like, I'm trying to pull this person's pants up, and Noemi's like, just like, what do we do?
I didn't know what to do because this guy was like, he was bigger than me. I caught him, but like, after that, like, what was I going to do? I was like, it's all, I'm like panicking.
Yeah, literally just panicking. Like, she was just freaking out. That was a pretty funny story. That was like, the person was fine, everybody. He, you know, just, you know, when we had to give him quite a few shots. So she ended up having to give him too many, and he was super ill, so, like, he just passed out. And you guys are going to probably hear noise in the background right now. My dogs are here with me. I'm sorry. They need to go outside. Anyway, but yeah, that was Noemi's story. That was a pretty good one. I forgot about that.
That's just one that I know, like, I'll probably never forget.
Yeah, because it was your first
time. I'll never forget either, because, like, the way you guys told me that story, it was hilarious.
It would have just been priceless if you were there with us, because, like, just the three friends, like, just laughing. And I was trying so hard not to laugh, you know, be professional, but when this person left, I just died. I was, like, in tears.
You know what? That's okay, because you have to make life fun, so it is totally okay.
You know, some things happen at work, and you're there for 12 hours.
Yeah, gosh. That's long.
Yeah.
No, we're always there more than 12 hours, so more than 12 hours.
Yeah. For Noemi to get back home to, like, 9 o'clock last time, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, our job is not easy, but props to everybody else out there who works just as hard as we do, too, you mm-hmm. know? So.
Yeah.
Not easy,
right?
Yeah. So the way we wanted to kind of end this podcast, we just wanted to go ahead and do a fun little game, you know, to, like, get to know us, or even anything, something like that we probably won't ever know. But it's called the two truths and one lie, right, Craig?
Yes, two truths and one lie. I kept trying to say two lies and one truth.
I thought it was two lies and one untruth, too, because that would make more sense to me for some reason.
Me, too. Okay, we'll do that next time. But today, yeah, so I have two truths and one lie, right?
Yeah, two truths and one lie. And this is going to be funny because I literally was just Googling everything.
Were you?
Dude, I literally don't have anything. I have, like, one, so I don't know how this is gonna go.
Okay, well, we'll just go with the flow with it. So who's going first?
You go first.
Okay. So I tell you all three of them, right? And then you guys pick the one truth.
The two truths.
No. Oh, wait. No, you picked the lie.
Yeah, I picked the lie.
Okay. So I have never seen a Star Wars movie. I had a pet hamster named Larry. And I really want to visit Thailand.
Oh my God.
Okay, so hold on. I feel like, I know for a fact you want to visit Thailand because you literally were about to go there until COVID happened.
No, literally, yeah. I was supposed to go in March of 2020, and then COVID happened.
So I know that's true, okay?
Okay, that is true.
Okay, I feel like the Larry hamster is kind of very detailed, so I don't know if you'd be able to pull something out of your ass that quick. But I don't know.
What was the other one? You've had a pet
She's
hamster.
I've never seen a Star Wars movie. How can you have, well, no, I've seen Star Wars before. Okay. I think the Star Wars movie is a lie. What do you think?
I think the Larry one is a lie because this is my thought process, right? There's new Star Wars coming. Like, it's been out for a while, like the new ones. And I feel like a ton of people, even people who didn't even watch it, have watched it. So my guess is Larry's a lie.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. That's the answer, because now I'm guessing myself.
Okay, so I've never seen Star Wars.
Oh, like.
So the lie is I've the hamster named Larry. I don't know why I came up with that.
No, wait, no, I was right because she chose the Larry one and I chose the Star Wars one.
Yeah. So no, I've never had a pet hamster named Larry.
Why would you think Larry?
Like, I don't know.
Like, who just wakes up and like, I'm going to say that my hamster's name was Larry?
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. I have no idea why.
Oh my God, dude. You're too good. Okay. That was a good one. 1 point for Noemi and 1 point and 0 points for me, I guess. Okay.
Oh, we're keeping Okay, Noemi can't answer yours.
Okay, no.
See, this is why I didn't know how this game was gonna work, because Itzel and I know each other very well, and okay. I'm like, this is really hard.
Okay, so hold on. So let me tell you guys right now. Okay, so I actually chose like celebrity ones too, so that way it would make it tricky for her.
What the? Okay, go.
Okay. So you guys, so you.
I only have two, and I thought this might be tricky for you, but I only have two.
Okay, you at least have to let me go first.
Okay, I'll let you go first, but this one isn't about me yet. Okay, so, Harry Styles has four nipples.
Okay.
Wait, what? This isn't supposed to be about you?
No, this doesn't have to be about me.
Okay,
about whatever. Okay. I always botch this name, so I'm so sorry to whoever is a fan of this celebrity. But Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher. Yeah.
Kutcher, yeah.
Yeah. Has webbed toes. Okay. Lady Gaga actually lives in Paris. Which one is a lie? Huh?
Harry Styles has four nipples.
Okay. That's what you think the lie is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm going to need a picture if this is true. Like, where's the other two nipples? Are they, like, where are they located?
I'm just saying, Noemi, what is your guess?
I'm just going to say the webbed feet is the lie.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that your guys' final answer?
Yeah. And then I better get a picture of where these nipples are. Because...
Okay, I'll send it to you when I tell you that you are wrong, and so is Noemi.
What?
That's actually true. Harry Styles does have four nipples.
No way! What?
Where?
Is he okay?
Is he okay? What's the lie?
That Lady Gaga actually lives in Paris.
Oh my god. You know?
That's the lie. Okay, Ashton Kutcher actually has webbed toes.
Okay.
I need to picture that too.
Those are weird.
But I need to see the nipples like ASAP.
Okay, Harry Styles.
I'm confused. That's all I can. I'm like, I don't even know what to say. Like, where are these nipples?
You're concerned. Very concerned. Okay, hold on. I'm sending them to you right now. Hold on.
Okay, good. Because this is too much for me to handle.
I'm gonna see if I can find Ashton Kutcher's.
Oh my god, Noemi's so freaking weird. I'm looking up Ashton Kutcher's webbed toes right now.
It's probably just like little webs, because I feel like that's like a somewhat
normal. Why do I feel like you guys think because these celebrities can't be abnormal?
Okay, but I mean, I get it if you have a third nipple, but how do you have
weird.
Two extra?
Oh my god, okay.
Okay, guys, we really wish that we could show you this, but, like...
You guys should Google it.
You guys need to Google it, because it's actually pretty crazy. Like, I didn't believe it either when I Googled it.
Okay, wait, no, I only see three.
No, it's by the mouse. Like, it's literally, like, there's one underneath, like, the right nipple, and then another one on the other nipple. Like, he literally watched. Let me see.
That's... I never knew that.
There you go.
Well, I feel bad for both of them. At least his isn't, like, in his, like, big toe. Like, because then how are you going to wear flip-flops?
Oh, dude, that's true. Wait, yeah. I don't know how that happens. Do you think that they can just cut their, like, that skin? Because isn't that just cartilage? Like, or is there, like, actual nerves in there?
I don't know, but I would be dumb. If that happened to me, I'd be dumb enough to cut it, so...
Yes, we're well aware you tried burning paper on a heater, so
stop. Don't call me out.
That's what you would do.
Okay.
Go ahead, Noah.
My turn?
You guys got 0 points. Suck.
I know, we do suck. We both picked the wrong answer.
Yeah, you guys totally. Like, the most simplest one you guys did not think was true.
I know, right? Well, you know what? I thought I listened to another podcast where she was in Paris, so I assumed she lived there, but I don't know.
No, she was in Paris visiting. She doesn't live there.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Judgment
well, go
off.
Ahead. Who's going to go next now?
Okay, I don't know how good this is, but I guess you guys will guess if it's right or not.
And you'll go first again, Craig, just in case, like, it's something I do know.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I once got lost in our high school gym when I was little. When I was younger, I almost got run over by a car. And I read all the Harry Potter books.
Oh, fuck, I actually don't know.
Wait, what?
Okay, do you want me to say it again?
Okay, so one's a lie.
Yeah, one of them is a lie.
You've read all the Harry Potter books.
Oh, I don't know, because she's a bookworm, so it would make sense for her to read them, but she doesn't have it upstairs. She doesn't have any of the books upstairs with her, so she doesn't have the books. And I know this dumbass has almost gone ran over, knowing what I mean.
I know, that's what I was thinking, if I'm being honest.
Wow.
And also knowing this dumbass, she probably did get lost in the gym.
But literally, I'm sorry, Noemi, I love you, but, like, oh, yeah.
Like, Noemi's a little bit of a blonde, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay, this all happened when I was younger, okay?
It would still happen today, Noemi. Oh, my God. Just kidding.
Okay, I think the Harry Potter book is a lie.
Oh, wait, wasn't Craig supposed to answer? Oh, she already did answer.
Yeah, she already did. So she thinks the same thing.
Okay. All right. So you guys are right.
She's like, you guys are right, sadly.
Sad face.
Yay. So we both get a point. So now we all have 1 point, right?
Yeah, we're all a tie now.
Okay, cool.
Okay, great.
We're doing good.
All right, go.
Okay, so... when I was little, I had a tree house in my backyard. I never got a speeding ticket. And I wanted to be a movie star when I grew up.
Hmm.
I feel like you speed a lot, so you had to get a speeding ticket.
Damn!
You do.
You do.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I'm not a good driver.
Anybody, please? Is anyone isn't here?
It, like, against
the... You're a bad driver when you're speeding. That's breaking the law.
No, you can still be a good driver, but a fast driver.
Okay, whatever helps you sleep at night, Cray.
So it was you never got a speeding ticket, you wanted to be a movie star when you were younger, and then what was the other one?
And I had a treehouse in my backyard when I was little.
Okay.
Okay. She's white. She had to have a treehouse.
What?
I'm sorry. Nobody, like, I mean, me being Mexican, I've never had a treehouse.
But have I?
I don't know. You're kind of Mexican, too.
Okay.
I feel like you don't like being in the center of attention, so I feel like the movie star is a lie.
Okay.
I feel like
you're okay was very not okay. Okay, Noemi, what do you think?
I feel like I've never had a treehouse is a lie. Because I feel like I could, I don't know, I may be wrong, but I could imagine little Cray thinking, like, I want to be a movie star. But I may be wrong,
well,
I don't
maybe,
know.
Because, I mean, she used to have a YouTube channel, y'all.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Hella
exposing Cray right now. She had a YouTube channel of her dancing. So maybe she did.
Excuse me? We do not need to talk about those days. In my life.
I didn't know this. Oh my god.
Okay, no, I think the treehouse is a lie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. The treehouse is a lie. I never had a treehouse, but I also never wanted one because treehouses have bugs.
Oh my god. How were you a kid? Don't care about that stuff, Cray.
Okay, I didn't really get, I mean, I like to, like, get bugs, but, like, this one time, well, no, this is not a good story. Long story short, a horse ran me into a tree, and then I had a fear of trees for a little while, because when the horse ran me into the tree, all these bugs fell on me. Okay, so it's like a trauma. Okay.
Oh my god. So you were scared of trees and bugs after?
Yeah, pretty much. That's a whole nother story. I'm gonna have to tell you guys. Actually hilarious.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, I ever wanted to be was a movie star when I was a little kid.
Okay.
I can see it. Yeah. Me too.
That was my number one goal in life, is I wanted to be a movie star. And I really thought I was gonna be one. And I got in trouble because I was going online and searching all these companies in California and calling them. And my mom was like, yeah, no, you do not do this.
Dang, you were serious as a little kid.
She was serious about her dream.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be a movie star. No, it didn't happen. Didn't happen. Oh. Okay.
So funny. All right. Okay, my turn. Let's see here. Okay. I have to not confuse myself. Okay. So, this one's personal, okay? I took an EMT course when I was 17.
What? We all know that.
Okay, this is before.
You told the story.
The story, okay?
So now we know.
Okay. I've been a blonde for 9 years, okay? And my natural hair color is black. Literally, Crane, when he's thinking about it right now.
I already know.
Okay, hold on. Craig can go first. I don't even know if Noemi. If Noemi gets this right, then it doesn't count. But we'll let her guess.
Okay, but I'm confused, because I'm pretty sure your natural hair is brown, a dark brown.
Okay. So which one's the lie?
That your natural hair color is black.
That's the lie?
Yeah, because it's dark brown.
Okay. Noemi's literally confusing herself right now.
I'm tripping out. I don't know what's right anymore.
She doesn't know which one's right.
I'm cheating.
Look at my head. You freaking cheater.
Oh my god.
It's dark brown. I'm right. You can tell me I'm right.
Oh, what do you think? Okay, Noemi already thinks that that was a blonde for 9 years. That being a blonde for 9 years was a lie.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Okay, so the lie was that my natural hair color is black.
It is?
Yeah, my natural hair color is not black.
It's dark brown.
It's dark brown. Same thing.
I'm hella smart. I knew.
Dude, how is the one of my best
friends? Because I was thinking too much about it. I was like, wait, we've been friends for 9 years. But she was, when we were friends, she had brown hair. And I don't know. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, we've been friends for 9 years. So that's true. My hair's been blonde since we've met.
No, because you had brown hair when we were best friends.
No, because I had blonde bangs.
I remember for your quince, you had brown hair. I was in your quince.
No, I had blonde hair, too.
But it was, okay, what about the cheetah picture? Oh, my
literally
God.
Blonde.
Oh, my God, I'm rethinking everything.
Okay, guys, I'm now accepting applications for new best friends. Please what?
Excuse me?
Okay, we need three friends, Cray. Okay, Noemi kicked out now.
Oh, okay, God. Shut up. Okay, so Noemi, it's your turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is the other one I had. I've never been to Los Angeles. I hated reading when I was little, and I've been to Mexico 3 times.
Do you know this one?
No.
Okay, so. Wait, tell me again.
Okay. I've never been to Los Angeles, is the first one. Second one, I hated reading when I was little. And the third one, I've been to Mexico 3 times.
What define little? What is little?
Like younger, like.
Okay, what's younger?
Like, I think, I don't know.
Okay, so that's
a younger.
Yeah, now we know that's a clue.
Why are you asking me questions? Just guess.
Okay, my guess is Los Angeles.
Okay.
Oh my god. I don't know. Where is Alcatraz? Can I cheat? What?
Where is we?
Because I know she's been there. Is that in San Fran? Isn't LA in San Fran?
What?
Just guess.
I think you've been in that. You haven't been in Mexico 3 times.
Okay. Okay, you want me to tell you now?
Yeah.
So Cray's right.
Yes.
Okay.
2 points for me.
So Cray's winning by a point. She's at 3.
Okay, now I have none.
Okay, well, you can think while we have these other ones.
I can't think. Okay.
Wait, I don't have 3. How do I have 3 points? Do I have 3 points?
Yeah, because we guessed Noemi's right about her never reading the Harry Potter books.
And then and then your hair.
And then my hair, and then right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I have 3 points. Okay, sorry that you guys aren't winning. Just kidding.
I know, we're best friends. How the hell did we not know that? I feel like you're lying.
Me?
I don't even think you know.
No, I've been to Los Angeles. I never actually went around, but, like, I've been there.
Oh, well, that's okay, go on now, Cray.
Okay. Oh, this isn't a very good one, actually.
It's a good one or it's not a good one?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So easy point.
Here we go. Actually, I switched it a little.
Oh, okay.
I can play violin. I want a chihuahua. And I have 3 jobs.
Do you consider a podcast a 3rd job?
No, actually, I didn't. Oops, never mind.
Okay, so that's the lie.
No, wait, never mind. Just, you pick one. Pick one.
Okay, wait, you lied though already.
Okay.
Okay, well, technically, if we consider the podcast, then that is a 3rd job.
Okay, no, the podcast would be a 4th job.
Yeah, so that's a lie because...
Okay, so I messed up on that one. Because really, you know what I was thinking is I was just taking away a number because I quit the college. So let's just go between the chihuahua and the violin. Because I suck.
I was just saying, I was like, dude, that's a lie because you have a company. That's another job. So you technically have 4.
Okay. I know. I screwed up. I'm dumb. It's fine.
And we all know why we're friends now.
So are we choosing between whether you want a chihuahua and... Oh, what was the other one?
I can play violin.
Okay. I feel like the chihuahua is a lie.
Wait, I hella screwed up, you guys. They're both lies.
They're both lies?
Yeah, because I said... So stupid. I meant to say I want a golden retriever. That's true. And I can't play violin. I'm so dumb. I really screwed that one up.
Okay, I think that you can just disregard that, but me and Noemi still get points because you suck.
Okay. Let's just give you guys both a point because I suck so bad.
You have to come up with another one while we're thinking here.
Wait, I really do have another one. So
okay, go. Do you want me to go or you want to go?
Okay, yeah, you go and then I'll go again.
Okay.
Because
okay,
I got to make sure I didn't screw this one up too.
All right. Okay, here we go. Okay, Paris Hilton built a dog mansion in her backyard.
Oh, that's hella true. That's
true. I could see that happening, yeah.
Okay. Katy Perry collects celebrity hair.
Okay. Ew.
And Miley and Noah are stepsisters.
False.
That's false. That's a lie.
Which one's false?
The Miley. Miley
Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a lie. See, that was hella easy.
Ew, Katy Perry, what's she doing? That's kind of gross. Like, what does she do with it?
Okay, apparently, so this is what I read. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. So apparently Katy Perry, she revealed that she likes to collect fellow celebrities' hair Perry has said that she has the locks from Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Oh, what?
Weird, huh?
Right. A little weird.
That's a little weird, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Whatever. I mean, some people like things that aren't normal.
You tried to be nice, but I don't know if that, that communicated well.
Oops. Sorry. Oh, I didn't mean it to be mean, but that's weird.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Noemi, did you get a new one?
Yeah, but it might suck. Okay. So, I've read all the Twilight books. I've always wanted to visit Scotland. And I've stolen a cup from a friend when I was younger. Younger.
Okay.
Do you want me to specify what age? 'Cause I'm not.
Okay, you answer because I already know this.
You want to visit Scotland is a lie.
Is that okay?
I'm not gonna answer. Well, I mean, I can answer. I'm the that you stole a cup from a friend is a lie.
Okay, is that your guys' last answers?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you want. Okay, wait. Now you're making. Oh my god. Okay, no, I know.
Did I win again?
Okay, no, I know you need to go to Scotland. I know you want to go to Scotland, and I know what was the first one again?
I've read all the Twilight books.
I know you've read all the Twilight books.
I've always wanted to visit Scotland, and I've stolen a cup from a friend when I was younger.
I'm pretty sure the friend cup is a lie.
Okay, is that yours?
That's my final answer. Hurry.
Okay, you're both wrong.
What the fuck?
Wait, really?
Yeah, because you, Cray, you guessed Scotland was a lie, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to, well, not always, but I've wanted to go to Scotland for a while.
Okay, but.
Okay, what the fuck, you thief?
Yeah.
Noemi.
I know. You should be in jail right now.
I was a kid. I wanted the teacup and I took it.
Girl. Good, chill.
Dude. I've watched all the Twilight movies, but I have not read all the books.
What the fuck? Dude, I don't even know her. I've been friends for 9 years. I don't know her. I don't know her. I thought every word wrong. Everyone knows. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Wait, we're still going. Oh my god, okay.
One more. This is the last one, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because I only have, let me see. Yeah, I only have one more left, so.
Okay. So, I hate texting. I think spiders are cool. And I don't like roller coasters.
I know that she doesn't like roller coasters.
Yeah.
And I know.
Wait, did you say you think roller coasters are cool?
No, I think spiders are cool and I don't like roller coasters.
Okay.
What kind of weirdo would think spiders are cool? You don't like spiders or what was the first one again?
I don't like texting.
I think the texting is a lie.
Okay,
I think the spider is the lie.
Hold on, I'm scared.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, just go for it.
Noemi, I'm so proud of you. It's like you know me so
well. She literally just said she hates bugs. How did I get that wrong?
Oh, yeah.
I hate spiders. Like, no.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay, but, like, still, there's some weirdos out there.
Like, and I that literally hate texting. It's so annoying.
Oh, shit, you know what? I'm a dumbass because I got confused. I was like, I know you hate texting, so I know that's the lie for some reason. I know you hated it, but for some reason I thought that I just confused myself. Okay, now let me get the point. No, congratulations.
Wow. You mad?
Okay. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, so did you come up with one?
No.
Okay. So, here I go. I was
here born. I go.
Okay. I was born in Utah. Okay. my 4-year anniversary with Christian is in May. Don't ask me what date because I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And my favorite, okay, I don't know the lie, but I'm going to come up with one. And I just exposed myself.
I was like, okay.
No.
Tell me the lie.
Let me think real quick. Naomi, do you have
no, I have nothing. I don't know how I'm going to think of something.
Okay, I got one. Okay, you ready? I'm going to change it now. Okay, I'm going to mix it up. Okay, both of those were true. I'm born in Utah and my anniversary is in May. And I honestly don't know what date it is yet. Okay?
Okay.
So, Tom Hanks is obsessed with typewriters. Okay?
Okay.
Two people died after getting in a car accident with Matthew Broderick.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No. I don't know who that is either.
Well, that's kind of sad. Okay, well, I'll change it then, I guess. I mean, he's from Dirty Dancing. How do you not know him?
Hmm?
How do you guys not know? Oh, my God. Okay, I guess I'll change it. I have to come up with one now. Okay. Oprah has a bathtub that is shaped like her body.
True.
Okay.
Was it?
And then I'm coming up with another one. Hold on. Okay. Because there's two of them. And now there was another. Now there's another one. Okay.
Okay.
The other one is that James Charles is not canceled.
Why? Lie.
That's a lie.
You guys see James Charles as hella
cat? Yeah. It just sounds like you hella made that up.
Either way, Craig, you guys hella, like, either way, wait, hold on. The Wendy won.
Cause did you, I?
Yeah, because Wendy has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and Craig has 5, and I have 4.
I didn't expect that.
So basically, how is it that Noemi always beat us? We have to come up with another game.
I know. You know what? Next week, our game is going to be fire. And Noemi's not winning next week.
Oh.
Sorry. What did you just say? Fire.
You know, because that's what somebody said about our podcast. So now I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you to the people who have been giving us amazing feedback and who have been listening to us. It's amazing to know that there's actual people listening to us. This is so fun. And we love you all.
Thank you so much, guys. And we are on Apple Podcasts now. And we would love some 5-star reviews.
Yeah. So look us up on the Cray and Itsy Way on Apple and Spotify. Pretty much anything. So
yeah, we're on basically all of the podcast streaming sites now, I believe. So
yeah. So
check us out on all of them.
But that was fun.
It was. Yeah. I had fun.
So make sure you guys stay tuned for next Wednesday when we come up with another fun story. I'm going to be in Tijuana next Wednesday, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so.
Here you go. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. You guys have a great and wonderful week and weekend.
Great. Yes, have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
It's Monday, but
oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.